to the lost souls, the disintegrated spirits, the wanderers, the dreamers, and the seekers. Welcome to the Embodied Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Danielle McGinnis. Our work in this podcast will be to foster healing, transformation, self-expression, creativity, and the development of consciousness. So with our intentions grounded firmly, let's settle in and do some integration work. You can only find out what you actually believe, rather than what you think you believe, by watching how you act. You simply don't know what you believe before that. You're too complex to understand yourself. That's a quote by Jordan Peterson. Hi friends, happy Thursday, and welcome back to another episode of the Embodied Podcast. So Thursdays are typically my interview days, but I don't really have any interviews scheduled for the next few weeks, so you guys will be getting a little bit more solo me these days. But if you want to learn more about the work that I'm doing in the world, you can always follow me on Instagram at Dr. Danielle McGinnis or on my website, drdaniellemcginnis.com. And then just always taking the time and space to say thank you to those of you who have rated and reviewed the podcast. So if you want to drop a 5-star review for the show or tag me in a share, I would really appreciate it. So on to today's show. I want to discuss the elements of self-trust. Trusting myself is something that has been infinitely hard for me and something that I've wrestled with probably my entire life, but I've really just been consciously aware of it over the last few. And so something that really came into my radar over the last week or two. So I recently just launched my third cohort of Born to Heal, and I recently just hired a business coach to really help me kind of systematize my business. And so after a really dedicated 8-week launch, frankly, I was just exhausted. And so I took a whole week to kind of regroup and give myself space, and that's kind of a first, and that you'll see how that kind of ties in to trusting myself. But so then my next meeting with my coach, she asked, okay, so what's the next offer? What's the next plan? And, you know, I had some things that I was really excited about internally. And one of those is my dream to create a course centered around mother and father complexes. And so I told her that, and that kind of catalyzed some movement forward in doing that. And so as I started to get things together and kind of creatively put this course into the world, kind of structure a webinar and like start to do the sales page, like I started to get signs and signals. I felt it. And it's more clear than I had ever felt in my whole life. I was exhausted. I started to notice how this exhaustion was showing up in my PhD schoolwork. So usually I'm really excited about reading and writing and really exploring what I'm learning in school, but school just started to feel more like a drag and work instead of the typical enjoyment that I had for it. Also, my physical body was just tired. My voice in podcasting felt forced, obligated, and really strained. And it was really a red flag to start paying attention. And so, like I said, like this level of awareness and discernment is honestly something new to me this year in particular. You know, I've been in relationships where I would just completely betray myself to the point of being betrayed by others. I continued down a path of physical therapy school for 3 years, feeling disconnected and still choosing to make other people happy and betraying myself. I would smash my body in the gym and just convince myself that I was fine and I wasn't tired, but I was. And all of those are just elements of not being able to trust my inner instinct, my voice, my intuition, and say something, do something, choose to act differently. And so with all of that to say, I've had a really extensive struggle over the years with self-abandonment. You know, letting the truest and most authentic expressions of my personality really fall off the radar just to be loved and validated and accepted and feel safe and secure, honestly. But this time with the course, it was different. I noticed that I couldn't deny it. And, you know, Jordan Peterson has this quote in his 12 Rules for Life book, and it goes something like, you know, are things working out in your favor? No. Then how can you change or adjust what you're doing to accept that? And in that is your authentic nature of being. But the contrary, when we ask ourselves, are things working in our favor? No. And then when we say it's their fault, why am I so goddamn weak that I can't do it? That's inauthenticity. You're denying the parts of you that need to change, and you're denying that you can trust yourself enough to do what is true and right for you to maintain a picture of yourself for the world. And so what I struggle with the most internally is the belief that I am capable to do, to choose, and to act in a way that is correct for me. I get so disrupted by identity and worth and validation from something outside of myself. And I get compulsively addicted to the way things should be done or how the way things should sound. And all of these internal disruptions really cause a deeper split between my true authentic feelings and what I know and what someone quote unquote out there deems to be right. And so in the past, I have pretty much my whole entire life chosen to stay obedient to those out there beliefs. My coaches, my mentors, my lovers, they all knew better than me. And I was sitting at the feet of people who I projected an image of God onto, and I was convinced that these people understood life better than I did. So again, I would just choose to act in ways of self-betrayal and just denying my own experience and my own wisdom in my life. And these people would make me feel like I didn't know anything. And so that made me kind of further retreat and like identify more with the part of me that didn't believe in myself. And so I just believed that I had to ride the backs of other people to accomplish anything. And so the unconscious compensation, the thing that's happening outside of your awareness, well, outside of my awareness, was rage. It was rage at all the ways that I had betrayed and denied my abilities to choose, my ability to use my voice, and my ability to accomplish things in my own individual way. I was directing all of that rage inwards, and it was paralyzing me, and it was reinforcing the cycles of stuckness and the cycles of disbelief in myself. And so anytime, like the less you feel individualized as you continue to age, the more habitually and stereotypically passive and submissive the woman becomes. And this is just the result of that really hostile unconscious environment that is trying to break forward and really just rip apart these chains of passivity and step into assertiveness. And so in my experience, the biggest tests for me trusting myself have been with my struggle and my ability to be assertive and to be aggressive and to be an independently reasoning female. And so, you know, I know the shadow side of that is, you know, the feminist movement. And I know I don't want that, but I also don't want to choose self-abandonment. So I get caught in this dutifulness, the shoulds, the can'ts, the martyrdom that lies in the disbelief in myself. But just noticing this red flag and consciously choosing to witness and accept it and refuse to make it mean something about me allowed me to have this capacity to make clear decisions, to come to a conscious and intentional choice versus just sticking with doing the course and just being reactive, defensive, judgmental as I struggled and I suffered through my own self-betrayal over that probably 8-week period. So this ability to trust myself is directly related to my attitude towards all of these unknown things that are coming forward. So if I face the unknown and every time I see failure, and every time I see failure, I make it about me, I will choose self-abandonment every single time just to protect my image. But if I face the unknown and I accept the signs and the signals that I'm receiving in the present moment, and I use that as information to make clear, self-honoring decisions, I take the baby step towards trusting myself. So for me, trusting myself has come from consciously questioning, reasoning, and understanding what is being asked of me when I feel that internal conflict. What is it that I'm thinking about this thing? What are my judgments about this certain situation? You know, what is my opinion of it? And does that come from me, or does that come from a place of fear and the voice of someone outside of me? And what is it that I want? And why do I want it? And also, where am I feeling and how am I feeling rigid in my abilities to make decisions for myself? Do I feel stuck? Why? And so by asking and receiving and sitting with these questions and answers, this really helps me relate to all of the things that are coming forward from my unconscious in a feminine way to really understand if I'm denying my potential, so aka self-abandoning, or if I really need to change something. And so this can all be brought forward by changing our attitude towards the signs and signals that are busting forth into your consciousness from the unconscious. It's the intuitions we feel. It's the dreams we have. It's the physical symptoms we're experiencing. It's a process of gathering information and choosing to be honest with yourself about that information. You know, even if honesty requires you to surrender control of something, that alignment with self that, you know, comes along with that honesty and that knowing that you chose to change a situation and to reflect on what's best for you is really how you perform these small acts of trust within yourself. So Brené Brown says that vulnerability is the birthplace of trust. So my question for you is, can you be vulnerable enough with yourself to sit with the things that come up when you want to self-abandon, but instead courageously choose yourself and what's best for you in that moment, despite the fear and despite your patterning? Can you choose you? I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. Tune in Sunday for another solo episode. Have an amazing week. Bye, guys.